Here we are on March the 9th, April the 9th. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I was a whole month off on that one. April the 9th. Oh, my gosh. It's spring. It's spring. Everything is blooming and green and gorgeous here. We are here to celebrate the blessings of Christ and to celebrate his love for us and the fact that he gives unending blessings to us. And all we have to do is simply receive. Be simple in ourself, surrendering in our approach to life, and receive that which is given. And it's with that, I just want you to take a deep breath, relax in your chair or wherever you are, and know that you are safely enfolded in the hands of God. And as we always do, I would really like to have questions from you. I like to warm up the room, so to speak, by letting other people hear from other people coming to receive a blessing, either to acknowledge and give thanks for a blessing, or to ask for one, or to share some inspiration that you have received from the blessings. And I'm going to take a call right now from a wireless caller. Don't have a number, but you're on, and it's area code 903.
Yes, Glenda, it's Ben. I've got a special piece of music playing today. It's called The Calling of Angels, an hour and a half of pure vibrational music.
Oh, wonderful. Will you play it in the background while we're offering our blessing?
Yes, it's going now. I've got the
great.
Music going.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ben, and just for being here every week. You're very, very special to our community.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Sarah is on. Sarah, hi.
Hi, Glenda.
And Sarah, I am so, so sorry that I have not been able to help you with getting that mailing out. My computer has been destroyed 2 weeks in a row with deadly virus, brand new conceived deadly viruses that have the capacity to completely wipe out a computer. So I don't know why I was hit by those, but it looks like I will have all my programs ready by tomorrow.
Well, in the meantime, first of all, I want to thank you for your introduction that you just did, which was just so special. Just receive and rest and let go. But then on the training, just for everybody to know that it's just 2 weeks away, on April 22nd and 23rd, I will be offering a blessing giver training.
And we're going to get that mailing out tomorrow.
Okay.
I did get what you sent me. I'm going to format it up, and we will get that out tomorrow.
Okay.
And
it's also, the connection is on your ChristBlessing.org also.
Yes, I saw that, and that's good too.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sarah, and I'm so sorry that all of this hit. We're just in the hands of God, and we know that he will fight.
Yeah, and I know that, and I know that there's always a reason for everything, and it's just God is in charge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
okay, anyone else? Okay, here we go. Area code 856, and you're on.
Hi, this is Eva, and I'm, hello?
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. You didn't know it was me because I'm on my cell phone, right?
I knew it was you. I saw your name.
Oh, I see. I didn't know who would come up with my cell phone. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to ask for a special blessing. I just heard today that I mentioned before that we had these student pastors at church, which I'm the music minister at the Methodist Church in Mount Holly, and we just got word that this pastor, who will be ordained as a Methodist minister after his student completion, will be allowed to stay for one more year here. And
wonderful.
I was very, Yes, very happy and excited about that because, you know, I told him today, I said, well, I was giving a heartfelt thumbs up to his message today because he was talking about the cross and it being beyond forgiveness and how we really, you know, there's much more about the abundant Christian life and all those things that are much more what we need than just thinking that, okay, Jesus died to forgive us our sins. And so, yeah, he's doing a great job here, and I love working with him and the other pastor, too. They're so open-minded and really wanting to, you know, progress. So that's Pastor Donald, and he definitely would be, I'm sure, happy to receive blessings.
Oh, that's great, and we certainly will, and I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
Okay, I see Darlene is on. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Glenda.
Yes, and how are you, my dear?
Oh, honey, I'm good. I'm good. Glenda, I have a special request today. As you know, I was in Brazil. I went to see John of God last year. And one of the group members, his name is Alan. He passed away this past November, and his girlfriend, the blessing is for his girlfriend and for Alan. I spoke with his girlfriend this afternoon, and she's having some struggles, and I just want her to be reassured. I think she's on the call today. She said she was going to try and get on the call today.
Wonderful.
So she's struggling with some unanswered questions and some unanswered feelings between her and Alan before he passed, and even during his passing, he struggled with trying to be really open and honest with her and sharing his love with her. And she's really, really struggling so badly right now, trying to reconcile everything. And he's not here to talk to, but I wanted to reassure her that he does hear her and that he's in a place now where he doesn't hold on to anger and resentment and bitterness. He can't come from that place anymore. And so for me, I'm going to be concentrating my blessing for Celeste and for Alan, and I just wanted to include them because there's so much in my heart today.
I will.
Thank you very much, Glenda.
You are so welcome, and thank you for your love that you're sharing to them and to us. And Anthony, I see you're on the call. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. I'm very grateful for the blessing in being part of a community. My friends, Tiger and Laura, are dealing with some really big health challenges. Laura's got a late-stage cancer. She is making improvement, and we've included her in the blessing before. I just want to include them again today.
Okay. We most certainly will, and we have her down.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so we have a caller from out of the country, country code 64, and you're on.
Hi, good morning, Glenda. It's Linda here.
Hi, Linda. I kind of thought that was you, but I didn't want to say till I knew.
That's okay. Hey, look, I just don't know if you're aware, because it might just be happening on international calls, but I haven't been able to get through for a few weeks now, and even this morning I probably had to try about 10 times, and when I do get through to the number, I get a Chinese or a Japanese greeting of some kind, and just to let you know, I don't know if you're aware of that, but there is some sort of trouble getting through to either of the numbers.
No, I wasn't aware of that, but I'll call the company and see if I can get to the bottom of it and hopefully fix it, or at least give an explanation of how to work around it. You know, sometimes we just have to work around things.
Yes, that's right, but I got through today in the end, so all good, and look forward to listening to the rest of the messages.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we don't have anyone else on the call board right now, so I'll make a brief announcement before I get into my message for the day. I just wanted to say that, due to this computer downtime that we've had, it has reflected back into our store, and I have noticed that we've had a lot of attempted orders, including enrollments for our seminar that is starting this afternoon, which failed or didn't process correctly, let's just put it that way. And so I want you to know that it's not too late, because what I will do, if you wanted in and you couldn't get in, you just write me an email, Glenda Green, just like I spell my name, Glenda Green @gmail.com. That's easy. It's just GGG, Glenda Green @gmail. So write me and just say, I want in. Give me your name, of course, and your email address, of course. And I will personally enroll you, and then next week we can just worry about the details, your official tuition and getting you officially in, but I will enroll you and get a welcome letter to you immediately so that you can get into the first class today. So I just wanted to handle that. This is an example of having to work around things. Life doesn't always happen without problems. We can have problems on so many levels. Relationship problems. Work problems. Computer problems. Endlessly technology problems of one sort or another. A telephone or an internet or a TV service or a satellite reception or something. International connections, and I have to deal with those all the time, because we have students and receivers of blessings literally from all over the world. So life is not without problems. We know that. We start learning that probably within a few minutes after we're born. The first time we feel hungry. And what do? We cry. That was our first address to problems. We cried. And we wanted a toy later on that we couldn't reach, so we cried again. Or maybe we tried to reach for it and fell down and got a little bump on our head. And there was pain, so there was a problem. Life is full of problems. And it will never be without problems. Never. Just don't think that life will be without problems. Yeshua didn't go through life without problems. The Buddha didn't go through life without problems. I don't know of one illuminated person who ever went through life without problems. In fact, it seems like the more illuminated we become, the bigger the problems become. But one thing does change, and it's a big thing that changes, is that we learn to find an understanding, a deeper understanding of life within ourselves. And that becomes our GPS system, our personal little private GPS system that moves us around problems. Not through them. You see, when we fight our way through problems, they get bigger and we lose energy. That's how problems win. If we can just accept the fact that life has problems and we look inward to the understanding of life that we already have, well, we can already understand, because we're we're alive. We're here, or we wouldn't be asking the question. So something's already working. Something's already revealing itself to us. We're not alone, completely alone. You couldn't be completely alone and be alive. So there's somebody else somewhere that you can rely on, relate to, ask, call on, sympathize with, talk to. There's a connection for you. That's what I'm getting to. There's always a connection. And from those connections, we can build a little more understanding. And a little more and a little more. And we either build a bridge over the problem or we build a highway around the problem. What really gets us, what really, really gets us is our ego. Our ego tells us, I'm so important, I shouldn't have a problem. I have worked so hard, I should not have a problem. I'm a child of God, I should not have a problem. I'm brilliant, I should not have a problem. I'm beautiful, I should not have a problem. I'm lucky, I should not have a problem. My friends, life is an ongoing problem that challenges every member of the living community to contribute to solve, or just accept and move around. Life is full of it. And our ego is our biggest problem because it thinks we shouldn't have them. And that depletes us of our energy, our confidence, our innocence as children. I was talking to somebody the other day who was very depressed because of his circumstances in life. And I have to admit, they're pretty bad. It's not quite as bad as Viktor Frankl, who was in one of the death camps in Germany, and he transcended that. So this man's troubles were not quite that bad, but they're in that vicinity of being that bad. I mean, they're really, really, really bad. And he's seriously depressed and ill. And I was talking to him, and I said, well, what can we do together? Is there anything we can do together? And he said, well, I love soccer. And I said, can you find a television anywhere to watch a soccer game? And he said, yeah, but I don't have anyone to watch it with. And I said, I'll find it on our channel, and I'll watch it with you. And we'll make a party out of it. And he said, a party? Why a party? What do we have to celebrate? And I said, life. I said, if you have children, I said, have you ever seen your children need a reason to play or have a party? And he thought about it for a minute. He said, no. I don't think so. And I said, this is what Yeshua meant when he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a child. You don't have to have a reason for it. You don't have to have permission to be in it. You don't have to have permission to feel joy in this moment, right now, to just be innocent, to move the problems aside, and just be who you are. I said, you're really, really letting your pride get in the way of the fact that you have these problems and you want to get rid of them. I said, so what if you have a problem? Jesus had problems. So what? I have problems. I have some terrible problems right now. Really, some of the worst problems of my life. And I know that either it won't matter or I'll move around them because I'm not going to let my life be defined by the problems. And people who don't allow their life to be defined by the problems are the ones who move around the problems. Your life should be defined by only one thing. You're a child of God. And the arms of God enfold you. And you have a right to celebrate just because you're you. You have a right to receive a blessing just because you're you. And Jesus didn't die on the cross to forgive our sins. That's a huge misinterpretation. Just because he forgave the man beside him on the cross and said, "You'll be with me today in paradise." Just because he forgave the people who hammered the nails into his body. Just because he forgave the crowds that watched him die. Doesn't mean that's why he was there. He died in order to show it's not a permanent condition. He died to show there is no problem big enough that we have to allow it to define our life. And he rose 3 days later in order to show what did define his life. Immortality. His sonship with God. That's what defined his life. Not death. Not hardship. Not problems. He sent the apostles out to the world to spread the good news. Not to teach doctrine. There was nothing of that. And what was the good news? That he was alive. That nothing could kill him. Because he was not defined by his mortality. He was not defined by his problems. Now, as we go into the blessing today, I want you to not be defined by your problem, whatever it is, and to not see your friends defined by their problems, whatever it is. And yes, we do have problems, and some of them are terrible, but let us not be defined by them. Let us be called to a higher place of understanding, understanding ourselves, understanding the world, and understanding others, so that we see them as being immortal, transcendent, joyful, loving, happy, and able to have a party, even if they were in a death camp. They could have divine revelations, even in the worst of conditions. And that's what brings our salvation. Not moving through the problems. We were never, ever meant to do that. We were meant to rise above them or go around them or just disconnect from them as we define our life in a higher, better way. Because it's the truth of your being that will set you free. So with that, we're going to, I'm going to end our Q&A session. And I'm going to ask the blessing givers to join me in standing. And the rest of you to join the living Christ, who is alive in you, around you, with you, and for you, to offer you love, grace, and blessings this day. Just be seated. All body parts uncrossed, because we want energy to flow smoothly and gracefully through your body and not to get twisted through any crisscross patterns. Just let it flow smoothly from heaven to earth. And back from earth to heaven, many times it will go back and forth, and it will pass through your heart. So, that's the place for you to be, or at least for your attention to be. Allow your attention to leave your mind. Stop your thoughts. Stop trying to figure things out. That's not what will bring the blessing. Just be in your heart of hearts, ready to receive as a child, ready to experience the grace of God, the counsel of the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. I will say my invocation to Yeshua, and then you begin your prayer in the heart for the next 3 minutes afterward. Yeshua, Jesus, Emmanuel, all the sacred names you have carried. You are the brother of man who shows us that we too are the son of God and the daughter of God. We ask that you be with each member, each person here today who has come to receive your love, your blessing, your healing, your assurance, your help and your guidance. We thank you that you are always with us. And we ask you now that we knock upon the door. You open it for us that we may receive more fully, more graciously, more abundantly, all that you and our Holy Father have to offer. We ask that you will give comfort to those who have lost their loved ones. We ask that you will give company to those who feel alone and forgotten. We ask that you will give healing to those who are sick. We ask most of all that you will bring us all into the loving arms of God, that we may discover again who we really are and transcend all the wrong definitions of our life that have misguided us, misinformed us, and caused us to think less of ourselves. We surrender ourselves now to receive your blessing and are most grateful for all that you shall give. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been offered. It has been given. Please receive. Now it's time for you to go into your place where you recline or lie down. Just keep not thinking. Just be aware and receiving. And it's okay if you go to sleep. Remember, you're very loved. And you're very blessed. I hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye for now.